This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Well, here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, if you're ready, you're all set. Mike, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Nice to have you here. It's time for Starcade. We have our contestants with us. They've been warming up backstage, as you saw, and we'll play the game in just a second. Let's meet them first. Your name?
Mike Turbis.
Mike, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I go to Cal State University Hayward, and I'm majoring in business administration over there.
And how much time do you spend in the arcades?
About 85% of the time.
When do you do your homework?
I squeeze it in.
Okay. Good luck to you today. Your name?
Carlos Montes.
Carlos, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm going into ninth grade, mm-hmm. an American high.
That's it. What are your favorite hobbies?
Well, I like most sports.
Sports? What's your favorite sport?
Swimming. I don't know.
Swimming? What's your favorite pool? Oh, never mind. All right, guys, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it's a fun one. It's Bubbles. All right, Carlos and Mike, shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. And while they're going to play Starcade, Kevin, tell us what five games you'll have to deal with today.
Well, Jeff, with Fuzor, Starships, and Cinnabombs, it definitely looks like a space show today. Starting with Krull, a monstrous mission in a strange new world. Then it's on to Solar Fox, putting you in a spacey maze. Star Trek, on a mission to seek out new life. Then Sinistar, and evil lives and hungers. It's Galaxian, and the aliens are back again. Jeff?
Thanks, Kevin. Boy, we're going to have an exciting show today. Those are great games. Those are today's five games. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours. And Kevin, right now, is going to whisper to the home audience and tell them what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Solar Fox.
Okay, now they know. And Mike and Carlos, if you're ready, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in answers the question, answer it correctly, and you'll pick the first video game that we're going to play. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mappy the Mouse can go from one floor to another in the house. A, by bouncing up using a trampoline. B, by riding up a water spout. Yes, Carlos?
By bouncing on a trampoline.
Trampoline is right. Good for you. That means you have the advantage of those five games. You get to pick the one you want to play first. Which one shall it be?
Sinistar.
Sinistar, one of my favorite games. Good, it'll be Sinistar, and now we'll have our sinister Kevin tell us what it is.
You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids. Then scoop them up, because these crystals make Cinnabombs. And lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you. So be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Now, Carlos, you and Mike probably know this already, but let me tell you a couple of things about Sinistar. If you hold the fire button down, it fires automatically, so you don't have to keep moving your finger. The red workers can't hurt you, but they don't score a lot of points. So if you hit a warship, that's 500 points. And then if you can go pick up some Cinnabombs and go and hit the Sinistar before he's built, you score 500 points each time you hit him. It's a little different sometimes playing it in 50 seconds than it is playing it in the arcade.
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be 50 seconds. We're going to put a little extra pressure on you. Each of you will play with one fighter. You have 50 seconds or until you die, whichever comes first. You all set?
Yeah.
Good luck to you, Carlos.
All right.
Ready? Get set. Play. Pick up some crystals. He's got a couple of crystals. There they are. Any warships in sight yet? No warships yet. Okay, 29 seconds. You're fine. All right. There's a warship. 500 points for that. 15 seconds. Good. Ready to shoot. Congratulations to you. Nice score.
Do
you have any problems with that?
Well, I messed up a little bit.
You mucked up a little bit. Yeah. Okay, Carlos, looked pretty good to me. Head on back. Come on, Michael. Now, I said, you heard what I said to him about the fire button and all?
Yeah.
You can hold it right down. It'll fire automatically. If you can find Sinistar before his face is built, you might drop a couple of bombs on him. 500 points apiece if you can do that.
All right, I'm going to give it a try.
All right, and remember now, you get 50 seconds or until you die. If you die, even if it's in the first 3 or 4 seconds, that's adios.
All right.
Okay, good luck, Mike.
Thanks.
Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Down to the pistols. There they go. And fine, 35 seconds. Look out. Look out. Whoa, you got him. Good. 20 seconds. 10. Today. All right, congratulations. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here at Stan Sharkey's. Stay with us.
You feel me?
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Bubbles. It bubbles, it cleans, it scrubs, it hopes for a gleaming sink only to be greased again. It's Bubbles, furnished by Williams Electronics. Our prize today on Starcade, and here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, old Bubbles, those everything but windows. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Starcade. Now, Mike and Carlos, let's check the score, see where we are after the first game. Mike, you have a score so far of 6,860. Carlos, you have 5,610. Close game. Very close game. Mike, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round. The total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name the game board. So you guys ready for another question?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Here it comes. What are the names of the cops in Lock and Chase? A, Stiffy, Smarty, Scaredy, and Silly? Or B, Shadow, Speedy... Yes, Carlos. B, Shadow, Speedy, Bashful, and Porky? No, that's wrong. It was A, Stiffy, Smarty, Scaredy, and Silly. Okay, Mike, you get the chance to pick the next game, and that gives you a slight advantage here. Which game would you like?
I think I'll take Crawl.
Crawl. Crawl it is. Interesting game. And Kevin will crawl over here and tell us how to play.
You're on a mission to rescue Princess Lisa from the Beast. First, collect the pieces of your weapon, the glaive, avoiding the crushing boulders. Then, begin the adventure, picking up your army for points, defending yourself with the glaive. And that's a magic weapon that always returns. You are Crawl.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, I was thinking I would give you some hints on how to play this game, Mike, but I've played this game about 10 times. I've never seen Princess Lisa. I have no idea what she looks like. At any rate, when you pick up the glaive, the boulders will be coming down at you. If you stay on the edges, you won't get hit, and take the move to go in. You can run down with the boulders. And I guess the other thing to tell you in the second screen, when you're shooting against the enemy, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, shoot them, and your men will come around you. If you go to try to collect your men, you may get shot.
Oh, okay.
Okay? All right. Did that make any sense?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Here we go. You have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Going for the glaive. There's one. There's two. Whoop. There's two. Right. Got it. Good move. Can you get across? Can he get it? He looks like he's in a jam. 25 seconds. Can he get in there? Oh. Oh, he got it. Good. Coming out to the last one. got some more points. Let's see how well you do. 10 seconds. You'll have a couple seconds to get some points. Public, I had one set of boulders, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a little trouble with that one. I couldn't get around them too well.
Yeah, but you didn't get hit. You did pretty well. Okay, head on back. Mike, Carlos, come up here. All right, Carlos, you have a chance to catch up. If you can be a little faster than Mike, how do you feel about this game?
Good, I like it.
All right, let's see how well you do. Ready? You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. That's a Mike got trouble before. He made it. Yes, he did it. Good cross. Clear field now. All right, 30 seconds left. All right, plenty of time. Here we go. Picked up one. Don't get. Watch out for the spears. Watch out for the spears. Go. Doing fine, 8 seconds. 9,100 points. Carlos, very well done. Head on back. We're going to total up all the scores and find out who's going to play Name the Game. I think we have a pretty close game here. Both of you had a chance to play Sinistar and Crawl, and one of you is now going to play for a special prize. Let's total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Mike, you have a grand total so far of 14,210. Carlos, you have 14,710. You just made about 500 points. Come on down here. Well, you caught up. Just turn right around here, if you will, because I don't want you to look at the screen yet. You caught up and passed him 500 points. So close. How you feeling?
Good, real good.
I bet you are. Now you're going to get a chance to win a prize. Behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a terrific prize. You all set to go?
Sure.
All right, good luck. Turn around. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Jazz Man or Eyes?
Eyes.
Eyes is right. Is that Tax Scan or Space Race?
Tax Scan.
Yes. Number three, Lost Tomb or Space Dungeon?
Lost Tomb.
You're doing great. Last one, is this Liberator or Eliminator?
Eliminator.
You got all four. Way to go. This is your day, isn't it?
Sure is.
Kevin, what did Carlos win?
It's Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sicy.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. We are sitting with two players who are only 500 points apart, and we'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade to see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. Last year, video game players spent some 657 billion hours trying to outwit the computers that control video games. Some, like Jeffrey Yee, have been very successful. This 8-year-old went head-to-head with Pac-Man, scoring 6,131,940 points in 8 hours and 15 minutes, all on one Pac-Man, which caused the game to give up and go berserk. Jeffrey Yee is one of the few that have managed to really beat the game. And now back to our game, Starcade. And here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, boy, that's wild about Jeffrey, isn't it? All right, Mike and Carlos, we're at round number 2. Now, this is a big challenge. We're really close here. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that Bubbles video arcade game. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. And since you're so close, this makes this extra important. Hands on buzzers. When the guzzler drinks one of the beverages that appear briefly in the center of the screen, he changes to what color? Hey, Carlos.
Blue.
No, I'm sorry. The choices were A, red, and B, white. A was correct, red. And so you took a chance of getting in before Mike. You got in before him, but you didn't get it right, which is too bad for you. But good for Mike. Mike, you get to choose the game. What will be the last game we're going to play? And the mystery game has yet to appear.
I think I'll call Star Trek.
Star Trek. Okay, that is not the mystery game, because I didn't hear the sound. The mystery game was Solar Fox. Solar Fox. So let's ask Kevin how we play Star Trek.
Welcome aboard, Captain Mike. Command the Starship Enterprise on a Star Trek adventure. Your mission is to seek out and destroy Nomad and his gang of Klingon ships. Defend the starbases and the Enterprise from their continued assault. Keep your eye on the sector scanner to spot the approaching enemy, then zap them out of the galaxy using your targeting scanner. Dock with starbases for repairs and supplies, but be wary of antimatter saucers. The dangers are many in the game of Star Trek.
Kind of threatening, isn't it?
A little.
All right, Mike, you need a couple points here, and you might want to listen to this, Carlos, too. I don't know, you play it any way you want to. If it were me and I only had 40 seconds, I think what I would do is not dock at all. Just keep going and try to make as many points as possible. You play it any way you can. 40 seconds, Mike, so turn around. Good luck to you. You ready? Are you looking for the player button? There it is. You ready? Get set. Play.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
It's tougher now. Oh, the Blizzard is still alive. Good. 20 seconds.
Veteran Sector 1.3.
Good going, Mike. That's a tough score to hit. Going back, and Carlos, come on up. Well, Carlos, when we started this, you were in the lead. He did pretty well. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll just have to play the game.
Just have to play the game. Right you are. You heard the advice I gave him?
Yep.
Same advice to you. Use it if you want, and I wish you good luck, okay? Okay. You have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go.9,825. Head on back. We're going to add all the scores up now and see who's going to have a shot at old Bubbles up there. So we checked the scores to find out who's going to have a chance at their own video arcade game. It's been a close match. You've both been great. I got to tell you that just to begin with. You played really, really well. And whoever wins, the other guy's a champion, too. I think you're both good players. You ready to go? Let's find out. Mike, you have a grand total of 24,185. Carlos, you have 24,535. You did it, Carlos. You're the winner. Congratulations to you. Boy, it was tight right up to the end. Mike, you're a good player. Nice to have had you here on the show. Thanks. You're all right. Thank you. And let's see. For being today's big winner, we have something special for you. Want to know what it is?
Sure.
All right, Kevin, we'll tell you, Cap.
First, it's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics. And the Spectra Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM, 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectra Video.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Won the right to play for our grand prize. That's Bubbles. You can take that home with you if you do well enough. In just a few moments, we'll find out how well he does right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort pistol grip and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And Zonix video games with the exclusive double ender, two amazing games on one cartridge, multiple screens and unbelievable graphics. Zonix new cartridges, Spikes Peak and Ghost Manor. Zonix, more fun for the price of one.
Hey, welcome back to Star Starcade. Okay, champ. So far, it's been easy. Not really. Now there's a tough part, though, and the big challenge. This is a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Galaxian and Solar Fox. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Galaxian, you'd have to score at least 1,483 points. Then if you picked Solar Fox, you'd have to score at least 2,621 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played those same games. Now, understand, you reached your decision, you picked Solar Fox, is that right? Okay, Solar Fox it is. That means if you score 2,621 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win that Bubbles, all right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Kevin, tell us about Solar Fox, and Carlos and I will get ready to go over and play the game.
Pilot your ship through space, scoring points by firing on or going over the racks of Fuzors in your path. You can score extra points by destroying incoming UFOs and catching the blue mystery spots. Go fast or slow and fire at will. You are the Solar Fox.
Okay, this is it for you. You score 2,621 points or more in 30 seconds, and the grand prize Bubbles is yours. Any last words before we get started?
No, I have to get lucky.
All right, just a reminder, that average score, 2,621, was made at the novice level, so that's the level you'll play at.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Turn around. You'll have 30 seconds. We want to push that forward and press it three times to begin. Ready? Get set. Go. 30 seconds. 500. Doing fine. Doing great. 2,621 is what you have to beat. Oh, no. Careful, careful, careful. 13 seconds left. 11 seconds. Five seconds. Four. Oh, get some more, can you? No, 2,430. No, you didn't. You just missed by a couple. That's too bad. But you tried so hard, and you did win our grand prizes, so thank you very much, Carlos. You have a good time?
Sure did.
You're a fine player. I hope to see you again. Here's your friends. While they come up, this is Jeff Edwards saying bye-bye, Mr. Arcade. Hope all your troubles get sad. Bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.